Mr. Blair, I guess there was no other option but Toronto for the Blue Jays because of the mess that is the state of Florida right now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would necessarily be under the impression that coming to Toronto was something the Jays thought was likely about a month ago.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
All we heard was Dunedin, and they were doing work on the complex in Dunedin, we were led to believe, to improve it for television, put different lighting in, et cetera, and as a fallback, Tampa. I mean, you never even heard anything mentioned about Buffalo. So, you know, I think the fact that we're even talking about Toronto is more a reflection of the mess we see in Florida now than anything else. And, you know, Buffalo was floated as an idea. I actually kind of, to be honest, I kind of operated under the assumption all along that Buffalo would be the most likely place for the Blue Jays to start the season. I just, moving that number of players over the border, quarantining them, et cetera, it's a lot. It's a lot to wrap your mind around right now. And but yeah, once it became obvious that the state of Florida was another flashpoint, I don't think anybody in their right mind, would really look at Florida and say it would be your primary choice.
Yeah. I think Buffalo's in play for the taxi squad. The Blue Jays announced 58 names yesterday, right, of the 60. And at some point when the season begins, they're going to have camps, practices, whatever. And I think Buffalo is going to be the location. But that's not going to be until the end of July if this thing keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I read Buster's piece. And, you know, with all due respect to Buster, let's see how the quarantine works. It worked in the Bundesliga. I mean, they got their season done with no positive tests. And I understand Germany is different than the United States and Canada. You're traveling shorter distances. I mean, the players in the Bundesliga were allowed to go home. They weren't in a bubble. There was a huge aspect of trust in the players and their ability to adhere to the discipline that was necessary. But let's see how it works. You're right. I mean, there really is no other option. You know, every business is attempting to start up again.
Yeah.
And I said this in the first day, the idea that people were going to hunker down for 8 months and wait until some newspaper columnist told them it was okay to come out and see the sunshine again, that just ain't going to work. It's not going to work.
Sure.
And it was never going to work. But I'm not necessarily as skeptical about this as Buster, because I think we underestimate how easy it is actually to control the environment when we're talking about players coming to and going from cities. The charters aren't, I mean, they're traveling charter. It's not commercial. They're on isolated buses. Frankly, it's not like these guys spend a great deal of time out and about. Most of them go from the hotel to the ballpark. I guess the odd time they'll go out for dinner on an off day or something like that. But I have a little more faith in the ability of guys who are in their late 20s and mid 20s to handle this than other people do.
But as you said,
Arash, we don't have any choice. We don't have any choice.
Well, that's interesting, Mike. Jeff Blair joins us on Leadoff. Mike, I want to bring you into this conversation. You're a former pro athlete, Jeff. I think these guys are out and about way more than we think. They don't show up to work on a regular basis until 3 in the afternoon to the ballpark.
Ooh, a lot of guys get there earlier,
yeah,
especially in their home when they're at home. A lot of guys get there earlier than 3 o'clock, Arash.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting how, guys aren't really exposed to what people think they're exposed to. And I agree with Jeff on how they're going to be in private charters, they're going to be in buses. But guys, we're talking earlier, will they be able to sit in a bubble? Will you be able to sit in a hotel room? Will you be able to kind of shelter yourself from the way you usually live? I wouldn't have an issue with it. I doubt that all of them can do it on a team of 20, 30, or a 58-man, training camp roster. Is everybody going to do that? No. And that's the concern, though, right, is that it only takes one guy to kind of not follow protocol or team rules, and that jeopardizes everyone.
You have to have some, you know, again, we're you have to have some faith in these guys. Like, I understand we're sitting here saying, oh my God, this is so different. Well, yeah, it is so different. I mean, with all due respect to everybody, it's a freaking pandemic.
Yeah.
It is different. It is different. But again, what do you do? You know, you just say we're going to shut everything down and not do anything until you get a vaccine. I mean, you can't.
I think what's important here too is, look, I think the Blue Jay scenario is very interesting here, because suddenly, look, players are going to have to police themselves in terms of the day-to-day deal. But also, you have, with the exception of Hyunjin Ryu and Randall Grichuk, this is a prove-it situation for a lot of players here. For young guys who are just getting their feet underneath them in the big leagues, for some veterans who are on either prove-it contracts or go, you know, on one-year deals. And if you contract, if you test positive, this is going to knock you out for about a third of the season at the minimum. So you have, there's a lot to gain here if you're able to stay healthy through all of this.
Yeah, this is a business for these guys. And I think that they will handle it accordingly. Again, all we can go on, and I understand sports, you know, all sports aren't the same across the board. All athletes aren't the same across the board. Okay, I get all that. But all we can go on is the experience of the leagues we've seen in Europe that have started up. And it's gone smoothly.
Sure, except, Jeff, those leagues aren't in Florida. They're not in Texas. They're not in California.
No, as I said, they are contained. Yeah. But there are protocols. Here's the thing you do. All you can guarantee these guys, and this gets lost in this debate all the time, all you can guarantee these guys is that the safest place for them to be is going to be in the playing field. I mean, that was the whole approach with the Bundesliga all along. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets tested to the same degree at the same time. So you're telling the players that when you're out there in the field or the pitch or the ice or whatever, yeah, are you 100% safe? No, but you're not 100% safe if you take the garbage out this morning. There's a chance you're going to contract something. But the idea is the playing field will be the safest place possible for you to be. And then if you're not mature enough to handle that off the field, well, then shame on you. But I keep asking people anytime, but people bring up, oh, they shouldn't be playing sports. Okay, well, give me the alternative. Do you shut everything down? I mean, there isn't a business out there that isn't trying to reopen. In some form or fashion, there isn't. And it, you know what? Hey, it may not work, but again, you're in a situation where I don't think people have any choice in the matter. And
Jeff, are you on the side? Like, I think we should just get the league started at this point. Like, why the waiting around? Like, let's get the league started and let's deal with it as it comes. Are you on the same side as that?
Not in baseball, no.
So you don't want the leagues to just resume?
Well, guys do need some sort of spring training.
Yeah, I just meant on the side of the health protocols where, hey, this is the way life is going to be right now. Let's take our precautions. Let's wear our masks. Let's isolate the guys and let's play. If guys get sick, they drop out. Okay, bring somebody up.
Yeah, I am with you on that. With you on that completely. Like, you know, get it going. And if they're not mature enough to handle it, if they're not disciplined enough to handle it, I would argue that doesn't reflect all that well on an athlete. Yeah, other people are doing it. There've been people who've been working through this pandemic, not all of them from home. And yeah, I understand this is different. You may not be able to go, out to your favorite nightclub on Friday night. Well, suck it up. You know, suck it up and take care of your business.
We'll change your perception of a player. If you see a young guy, 21 years old, gets COVID, you're like, oh, well, he was partying.
Well, I need
He's
to know how
he got a good time.
Yeah, I need to know how he got COVID. Would it change my perception of him? Would I trade him or no? You're dealing with human beings here, and you are going to have to put up with the possibility that it isn't always going to go smoothly. And I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. But I just this idea that it can't, it's definitely not going to work. These guys aren't mature enough to handle this. Oh my God, this is so outrageous. Well, yeah, that's the way it's going to be like for another year. And we just let's see if people can deal with it. But this idea that we shouldn't do anything, which is really kind of underlying this whole thing, that we shouldn't play sports in North America, that we should because it's too risky. I don't think it's that risky. I really don't think it's that risky. But again, you know, I have faith in the best intentions of these guys. All you can do is ensure that when they're at the park or at the hotel, they're covered as much as possible, they're as safe as possible. If somebody goes off the campus and does something, there's really nothing you can do about it.
And but here's the other thing.
It's the same thing in any job, around.
Right?
It's the same thing in any job.
But what's important here is you may contract the virus going through all the proper precautions.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's why you have testing. Yeah, but Arash, I could contract the virus driving to the grocery store today.
That's so, the whole point. And that's what I'm saying is that it's
so
not,
we don't do anything?
No, well, that's it. It's not just being out and about. It's not just bringing the manicurist and the pedicurist in. There's a lot that could lead to a positive test, and especially from where they're coming from, that's important to understand too.
Sure, but what do you do?
Yeah. That's the question.
That is the question. What do you do if you want to shut down sports for 2 years? You know, have at it and see what's left. But that's not an option any more than, you know, dudes at the end of the street shutting down their business for 2 years is an option.
That's it.
It's just not.